This is University Radio Nottingham.
Okay, so just to start off, can you explain for everyone listening, like, your name, what the role is that you're running for, and why you're running for it?
Okay, so my name is Ifa Oyedeji, pronoun she, they, and I'm running for the Liberation Officer. And the reason I'm running is that I'm extremely passionate about, you know, community work, activism, liberation, you know, anything EDI. And I've occupied roles in the university kind of beforehand that required me to do a lot of that work. And I just thought I wanted to be a bit more useful, you know what I'm saying? Not just on a society level, but more on a university level. And I feel like I have so much to bring to the role. I have a lot of passion in that space. And I just have, I live within a lot of the intersections of identity, and that in itself pushes me to constantly want liberation. But more so, being a community-based person, I also want liberation for other marginalized communities that I may not exist in, and I want it to be that we all get that space and we all have our voices heard and platformed, and that we get to actually make change at the university. So that's why I'm running.
So in your manifesto, you talk about decolonizing the university, community liberation forums, increasing accessibility, standing against hate crimes. Would you like to talk about any of those more in detail?
I can run through all of them. So with decolonization, I think, you know, there's this big switch, and there's a lot more EDI roles available across the country, and everyone's trying to become more diverse. And I feel like a lot of people realize that you can't actually get to diversity without first decolonizing and ensuring that we aren't working within the systems that oppress us, but working to uproot these systems that are brought about by colonial history that are replicated in the university. So examples: racism, you know, queerphobia, ableism, classism, the patriarchy, and all those, you know. And so I feel like on a university level, I want to ensure that we are working to target these issues rather than kind of just like adding plasters on top and making like quick fixes, because then that's not, there's no longevity to that, basically, and doesn't provide safety to any of the students from marginalized communities. And so I want to ensure that I'm firstly like educating, you know, hosting workshops, talks, but also on a university-wide level, kind of tackling what they call the hidden curriculum, and that's how bias is spread through teaching, and decolonizing the curriculum and just changing things as much as I can and as much as the university will let me. But honestly, they're gonna have a fighter on their hands because I'm extremely passionate about this stuff. And community liberations, I say community, because I'm extremely passionate about community, and I think a lot can be done through the work of community. And so I want to set up community liberation forums, and that is just to give staff and like students from marginalized communities the opportunity to like work alongside myself, because as much as it's a sole role, I can't accomplish anything myself. And I want to provide an opportunity to kind of, you know, hear what the students have to say and kind of be that middle ground between the student body and the university, and pass those alongs, and not just kind of focus on my sole manifestos, but more so what everyone desires and what they need. And not existing in certain marginalized communities means that I don't necessarily know what they need, and I might assume, but I can't directly go like, this is what people with hidden disabilities need. So kind of creating that space for all of us to come collaborate together, you know. Also just like kind of going on to the like looping that in with the saying no to hate crimes, they're taking just strong actions and stands against, like, you know, misogyny, misogynoir, sexual assault, sexual and gender-based violence, and ensuring that students actually feel safe on campus, you know, providing proper training to campus staff, educating the student body, the staff, the university as a whole, you know, reforming the reporting process as well, and just like platforming the voices of survivors, which I really hope to do through those community liberation forums as well. And yeah, just like tackling bias and hate crime at its stem, and ensuring that students know that the SU doesn't stand for it, the university doesn't stand for it, and anyone who does that will be held accountable. And in terms of like increasing accessibility, we need to like know that we can't achieve equality without tackling accessibility issues. And so I would aim, some of the few things I would aim to do, this is not like an exhaustive list, is to just like highlight and work to reduce the disparity, you know, in minorities' access to like mental health and like the reporting services, and providing necessary supplies to students who are in need. So that could be period products, or that could be rallying with the students against, like, kind of like working to support people who are struggling with like living costs and stuff like that. also just like accommodating the needs of people with visible and hidden disabilities and all of that, so working together to ensure that the university is truly like an accessible space and that students feel that their needs are being accommodated and that they have a voice and that they have a say in the running of things and that they feel like they can come to the student union. Because I feel like maybe with the COVID years as well, there's been kind of like, or at least I know for me, a kind of distance between like students and the student union. You know, people really see like societies are part of the student union, but I don't feel people like think of societies as part of that general student union thing. But I do want them to feel like they have that space to come to the officers and that we can take up those problems for them. Plus I'm just really friendly, like I talk a lot, I'm extremely extroverted, so I literally just want to like get myself out there and talk to students and know that, like, let them know who I am and know that I am rallying for them and hope that they are rallying for me, kind of thing.
Yeah, so we have been asking all of our candidates this question. So basically, if you could sum up in one sentence why people should vote for you, what would that sentence be?
One sentence? Oh my gosh.
It's very difficult, sorry.
Okay, so I am extremely passionate about liberation work, and if you're trying to be liberation aware, vote for Ethan.
This is University Radio Nottingham.